You're listening to the Mike Bullard Podcast on News Talk 1010.
A wise person once said, a stitch in time saves nine. Unless you work for the government, where a stitch in time costs 20 to 30 times nine. Hey, I don't know about you, but the last 24 hours have been the straw that broke the camel's back with me. Man, when I take a look at the way people in the Ontario Power Generation, the way people in the TDSB, the way people in the post office are treated versus employees of a certain company in London, Ontario, it makes me gag. Between that and the fact that Giorgio Mammoliti was on Jerry Agar's show today talking about his $5,000 a table fundraiser in which he had nothing to do with it. You know, you can't help it. You leave your kids alone. Suddenly they write letters asking people for money for you. What do you do about a kid like that? Huh? Send him to his room? This is just it for me. You know, normally I don't talk about this stuff. Well, I can't say that lately, actually. I've talked about a lot of stuff. I love the way Jerry says to me, oh, welcome to the team. Yeah, because I was for government waste. I had no problem with government waste whatsoever. I have always hated this stuff. But between this, the gas plants, Orange, this Chris Mazza scumbag looking for another $1 million in bonuses on Orange Helicopter when he became a potentate while he was there, $4.2 million, by the way, in fees when he bought helicopters from an Italian company. It makes me sick. It's got to make you sick, too. We're also going to talk about why celebrity gift guides are a joke, and we're going to have gift-giving ideas courtesy of Sharp Magazine. Jeremy Fried comes in here from Sharp Magazine. He is the most elegant heterosexual I've ever met in my life. Pops in here a couple of times a year, doesn't he? Pops in for the Sharp Magazine book for men, and pops in here with his Christmas ideas. His Christmas ideas always make me laugh, because the only one who can afford the Christmas ideas in Sharp Magazine is Jeremy Fried, because he probably gets stuff for nothing. But I love having him here. It's a fun discussion. I don't even know where to begin, so let's start at the beginning. Let's start at the beginning 24 hours ago. I can't start at the beginning, but we'll start at the beginning 24 hours ago. Yesterday, they fired three Ontario Power Generation executives following a scathing auditor's report that uncovered very generous pension salaries and perks. By the way, it also uncovered the fact that there's 40 VPs there who have no real, what's the word here? Duties, I guess. You know, it's funny. I knew a guy who was a VP at a company who shall remain nameless. Let me tell you how the day goes for these 40 guys. You come in. You don't read the paper. You read all the papers. Then around 10:15, you go downstairs for coffee with the other 39 guys and try to figure out what you're going to do for the rest of the day. Then you come back up around 11:15. Then you go to lunch 11:45, and you come back at 2:15. And then you only got, like, I don't know, 2 hours to go. So it's that last 2 hours. It's a killer. It's boring as hell, especially if you've had a big lunch. Very hard to stay awake. When you've had a big lunch, extremely hard to stay awake when you've had a big lunch and you have nothing to do. Extremely hard. No one's looking for you. That should be your time. The VP of no one's looking for me. This stuff defies belief. They made a $392,000 payment to one employee in housing assistance and moving expenses. I guess this guy got divorced and he needed a new house. $80,000 for moving one employee 10 kilometers from Toronto to Pickering. Hey, we all know how long that takes. We've all been on that 401, haven't we? Probably took 4 or 5 days. Pensions. You're not going to like this one. People can put 7% of their earnings up to a maximum of $17,000 into their pension fund. And then the OPG doubles it and puts in 34. This is every year, by the way. Every single stinking year. Over 30 years, that's what, like $1.5 million? Unbelievable. That's not even including the interest. Meanwhile, their pension fund is short $555 million. Gee, I wonder why. Well, people don't die of stress before they can collect their pension. That's for sure. One OPG employee took his pension in a significant lump payment. Then he returned to work a month after his retirement party as a three-day-a-week employee making $328,000 a year, which included a $147,000 bonus. I think the bonus was, hey, man, thanks for coming back. Thanks for sort of coming back. Thanks for coming back half-time. This isn't, I'm not talking about the linemen and the people who do the actual job. This is the people on the mid to executive floors. One guy they fired for ineffective performance and inappropriate behavior got a severance of $450,000 and received $760,000 in performance bonuses the 4 years previous. But suddenly he was found lacking. Suddenly he was a harasser and found lacking. Meanwhile, if you got an autistic kid, you're waiting 4 years for treatment. By the way, I did a fundraiser for Autism Speaks, and I can tell you that's a fact. People waiting up to 4 years. And there's 15,000 health cards and 1,400 driver's licenses out there in the names of people who are dead, and they have no idea where these cards are. Somebody's using them. We'll talk more about this when we return. I'd love to hear your opinion. And you know what? If you're going to give me your opinion, also tell me what you're prepared to do about this. So you're going to make some phone calls because they're going to up your hydro, what, 45% over the next 5 years? Really? Boy, somebody's got their eye on a vacation home in Florida. 12:15, time for News Talk 1010 Time Saver Traffic. By the way, at some point during the show, I'm going to call the Ontario Power Generation. I don't know when yet. I'm going to call and try to get through to that executive floor. Find out what the hell they're doing up there. I'm going to ask for one of the VPs who has no job title. Just give me any VP with no job title. That's what I'm going to say. I'll talk to somebody. And you better call, too. By the way, the post office is talking about dropping home delivery. And they're going to have a lot of employees left. So what they'll do is they'll get rid of the full-time employees through attrition. And then they'll hire three part-time employees to take the full-time guy's job. That's right. That's a full-time employee and a half when you think about it. But that's what they're going to do. They're going to stop delivering your mail. But don't worry about it. Nobody's getting laid off because that's the way it works here. Meanwhile, in London, Ontario, Kellogg's announced that they're closing their big factory there in 2014. This is going to devastate hundreds of workers there. By the way, last November, they announced they were laying off 20%. Now they've decided to close the whole joint. Between that and Heinz shutting down in Leamington, this is going to kill off about 750 jobs. But fear not, people of Belleville, because Kellogg's decided to modernize their factory there so they could do more with fewer people, and the Ontario government kicked in $5 million. Did you hear that, people of London? The Ontario government screwed you by helping Kellogg's make a more efficient factory in Belleville. With your tax money, which you're no longer going to be paying because you're no longer going to have a job. Kathleen Wynne, you better get off your ass and start doing something about this stuff. You say you're not responsible for any of the stuff that's gone on in the past. You better do something about this stuff that's going on right now. And by the way, I know you listen to the show, at least the station. So call me. I'll talk to you about it. Somebody just called in and said, why are we surprised by us? I'm not surprised, Daniel. Let me take Daniel's call. Daniel, I'm not surprised. Okay.
How are you today, Mike?
I'm not surprised, but you could still be shocked given the fact that the public's finally caught on to this crap and it's still going on. You know? Are you there?
I know, Mike. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
You know, a lot of these people are going to retire with pensions of 175 to 750? 175. You could be the biggest screw-up with your personal finances over your 30-year work career, and you're going to have a pension that's 2 to 3 times more than a lot of the people make in salaries who are listening to this show.
You know, Mike, Kathleen Wynne, she said that it's concerning was the word that she used. Concerning.
Concerning.
I'm being sarcastic, obviously.
Yes.
You know, it's what really bothered me, like I told your screener, is actually there's actually two things. I'm not surprised by the amount of money these people are making. I'm not surprised that, you know, their family and their relatives are working as well in the same organization and or same organizational structures as they are. What I am surprised really about is the fact that is the fact that they're letting health and safety concerns go by the wayside in places that are involve nuclear energy because the unions are protecting their workers from doing a proper
job.
You're right, Daniel.
We'll talk about that aspect of it another time, but right now we're just talking about the disgrace.
The pension also is a disgrace because they were double dipping, right?
So double dipping.
They were getting pensions, and then they were back on the company's payroll.
You're right.
So when you don't have to answer to investors, Mike, there's a problem, right?
You're right.
This is a company that's run by a government, and there's no shareholders to answer to.
All right, therefore, thanks, man. Look, I got to let you go, Daniel, because I got a ton of people calling. Bruce, you got to have more faith than that. Bruce is calling from Mississauga. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
I just called to say you can talk, you and Jerry Agar, everybody. You might as well be pissing in the wind because until somebody goes to jail for this, this thievery and this skullduggery that's going on in our government, until somebody or a bunch of them are locked up in jail, this is going to continue.
You know what it's time to do, though? It's time to consolidate all these hydros. Consolidate them all under one. Put some kind of czar who was a business person in there, and that's it. You know, when things were good here, and this is when I was a kid, when Bill Davis was in charge.
I'm that old.
Guys like James Snow, who owned road construction companies. This guy was the traffic czar of Ontario. You know what I mean? You had people who were qualified to do the jobs and watch the money.
Mike, men back then had scruples. They had honor. They had bad morals.
The only people they lied to were their wives.
These scumbags that we have now are there only because they can't get jobs anywhere else.
I've been saying that for a long time, and people have been arguing with me. There's a ton of people in politics who've only been in politics. That's been their whole job all their lives. Thanks, man.
And you talk about complaining. I complained to the prime minister about some stuff. I'm a conservative, and I'm sick and tired of what's going on. I complained, and you know what I got? Jesus, tapped my phone for about 6 or 8 weeks.
Okay, thank you. You know, what's going on? Two guys who all of a sudden went nutty at the end. Why would Jesus tap Bruce's phone and not mine? Oh, because there's no point in tapping my phone. I say what I got to say on this show every day. When we come back, we're going to take more of your calls. This one, I don't know, this is just too much. And by the way, at some point during the show today, I'm going to call Ontario Power Generation and ask to speak to one of the 40 VPs who has no job title. I want to give this guy or girl something to do today when we return. Talking about how the news in the past 24 hours has been the straw that broke the camel's back, where government waste and I don't know what you would call it, double dipping, deciding how much you're going to make instead of somebody else deciding how much they're going to pay you. By the way, this sunshine list has proven to be the biggest bunch of BS ever. I think people take jobs at these companies and go, oh, I'll take the job. I want $500,000 a year. But you better figure out how to keep me off that sunshine list. You better figure out how to make it look like I'm getting 99. Figure it out, because I don't want any calls from my neighbors. And I'll guarantee you they're doing that. Jerry works somewhere where there's double dipping all the time. You want to say what that is, Jerry, what the place is? Jerry? Well, they got to Jerry. Somehow they got to Jerry. Let's see now. Patrick. Patrick, you there?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, Patrick?
I think you hit the nail on the head when you say that, you know, this public sector, then their salaries should be decided. I mean, if this is considered an essential service, you know what? It should be amalgamated. They should put it all together. And you shouldn't have these people, you know, claiming that, well, you know, in the private sector, my position would command this. You know what? Then go to the private sector.
Yep.
Because if you're worth it, you know, if you're worth your salt, you'll earn it. But,
and,
you know what?
If you're worth your salt, you're going to make way more in the private
sector.
Because you're not going to have any ceilings at all.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we need somebody at the helm who knows how to run a business and turn a profit and save money. I mean, you know, you get a guy like Kevin O'Leary. I mean, maybe he wouldn't be interested. But, you know, these are people that, you know, they've made it out there, and they have considerable input that they could give in order to manage.
Oh, you know, those are the people
properly.
Who should do it. Okay. Yeah, how much more money do you need? That's the way it used to be. People who made a ton of money went into politics after to give back to this great country, this great province that did so much.
If you look at the way that it, you know, look at the way that it works in neighborhoods. I mean, you've got people who, you know, started their own business, and 20 years later, you know, they've got a family and they're successful,
right.
And they sponsor local teams, and you know, I mean, this is the way that it works everywhere else. But it seems like in government, you get these people who want what everybody else has, but they don't want to work and they don't want to have to know and they don't want to have to do.
All right,
so,
buddy.
You know,
I got to let you go. Thanks a lot, Pat. Up against the news here. When we get back, I'm calling the Ontario Power Generation, and I'm getting hold of one of the 40 VPs who needs me to call so that he has something to do today. 12:30, time for the news with David McKee.
You can listen to Mike Bullard live every weekday, noon to 1, on News Talk 1010.
You know, we've been talking about government waste, Kellogg's and Heinz devastating lives in Leamington and London by closing their factories. Nino just sent me a text that said, "No more Heinz and Kellogg's for me. President's Choice, here I come." I got bad news for you, Nino. I think a lot of that good President's Choice stuff is made by Kellogg's and Heinz. They just put extra good ingredients in the PC stuff. Sorry, man. So no PC for you either. Looks like you're going to be making your own ketchup and cereal, buddy. Better buy yourself an industrial-size oven and a giant pot for your stove. Sorry, Nino, but you're the one who made the commitment. I have the number for the VP of Risk. I'm not calling yet. The VP of Risk Management at Ontario Power Generation. Risk Management? Who are you kidding? When's the last time any of you people took a risk? You could play the stock market with your salary for 30 years, and you're still laughing at the end of your career. I'm really going to give it to this guy, Jim. Jim Richards is here.
I know you are. That's what you do all the
Nobody
time.
Nobody gives it like Mike Bullard. Actually, that's also a pickup line I used to use in bars. Go ahead, Jim. What's going on?
Okay, the post office. It's about time. Something that should have happened, I'm going to say at least 5 years ago, but maybe 10 years ago.
Are you talking about no home delivery?
Yeah.
Well, like, our parents
cares?
Are still alive, Jim.
I know.
Are you wishing death upon your parents and their friends?
Well, my dad has taken to email quite well, and sure, from time to time. Yeah, like, what do you get in the mail every day that you couldn't go twice a week or once a week, walk down your block? People are already doing it who live in a condo.
But, Jim, the problem is they're not going to lay anyone off.
I thought they were laying people off. They're laying like an 8,000 people off.
They're not going to do it. They're saying they'll do it, but they won't do it.
Oh, they'll have to. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the fact that we, the taxpayer, have to pay for the killer of Tory Stafford's lawyer. But
I
would
have burnt my ass, too. I didn't even mention that one off the top of the show.
It's not so much that, even though it is that. But what do we do for the victims? The victims are left with nothing. The family that's got to get therapy for the brother of Tory Stafford.
Who pays for their lawyers so they keep a TV movie of the week from coming out?
It's absolutely terrible. And then the CRA, have they robbed you? Yeah, I'm not saying that you don't owe your back taxes, but can we make an arrangement before they come in and rob you of every single cent and put a woman who's got diabetes out on the street? And we'll tell you that story coming up after 1 o'clock.
Wow, man, that's pretty heavy stuff.
I know.
You want me to tell the Ontario Power Generation that instead of a lawyer for Michael Rafferty, we want him to zip some free hydro there to electrocute him?
That'd be great. I'd love that.
We don't have the electric chair. Let's just get him to stand in a pail of water while we electrocute him for free. They got to have a VP in charge of electrocuting Michael Rafferty. That one I'll pay for. That one I have no problem with. All right. I have never seen this much texting. This is a great text that came in. We've been talking about the waste, the 24-hour news cycle. That was the straw that broke the camel's back with all of us. Ontario Power Generation, Canada Post, Toronto Hydro, by the way. Get this one. Guy buys building year ago, $8 million. Toronto Hydro buys it off him a year later, $16 million. Toronto Hydro does nothing with building. I didn't even mention that one. That one's really got to get you fuming. Those ones always make me suspicious. You know what I mean? I can't go further on that, but they make me suspicious. I can't afford to be sued. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I cannot afford to be sued. I don't know. Maybe if I worked for the government and they were going to pay for my... Maybe if I killed somebody and the government paid for my lawyer on my appeal, but, you know, they're not going to pay for my lawyer for a defamation suit. All right. This is a great text. Welcome to the world of democracy, elections, voting, and getting screwed. You're right, sir. Fascism, communism, they're starting to look pretty good to me right now. Real good to me. Although their government workers are even more corrupt, aren't they? In the communist and fascist world, aren't there? But at least they get shot. At least if you had a house move in China for $385,000, they would shoot you the next day. They would blow your head off right in front of your whole family. That'd be sweet. All right, let's call OPG right now. This is the risk management vice president. What's his name? Right, but what's the name of the risk management guy? We're calling Carlo Crisoli from risk management. Carlo Crisoli. Okay, he's the senior VP.
Thank you for calling Ontario Power Generation. You have reached the main switchboard at 416-592-5555.
Don't even have a live person.
Our hours of operation.
Hey, you know how much that robot?
8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Hey, hang on a second. You know how much that robot voice lady makes? $155,000 a year for recording that for the rest of her life. Yeah, we hit zero now.
The number of the extension you wish to dial.
You're pressing zero.
Transferring to an attendant. One moment, please.
Ooh, an attendant. Sounds like the person who you tip when they give you the towel and the aftershave in the bathroom. Transferring to a washroom attendant in the executive washroom.
Good afternoon, Ontario Power Generation. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Hi, it's Martha. How can I help you?
Well, Martha, I need to speak to Carlo Crisoli from Risk Management.
Yes, of course. I'm going to transfer you. Give me 1 second.
All right.
Thank you.
Carlo Crisoli. See, when I use my business-like voice, it's amazing how much I can get done. It's like when I shoplift, I wear a suit and tie, right? Because no one expects it. When I sneak into a second movie after only paying for one, I wear a tuxedo. And you might say to yourself, well, after Mike, why did you spend all that money on a tuxedo? Just pay for the second movie. Good point. Where is Carlo Crisoli?
Good afternoon, Nayella speaking.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Nayella.
Hi, Nayella. It's Mike Bullard. Are you from Nigella Bites, Nayella Bites?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were that Nayella. That maybe Ontario Power Generation hired you as a consultant, maybe to come in and do lunch.
Yeah.
Nayella, it's Mike Bullard calling from Beyond the Mic with Mike Bullard.
Yes.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yes.
Are you recording my call to you for quality assurance?
Probably.
Yeah, I imagine you're being bugged. Listen, I want to talk to Carl Crisoli.
He's actually in a meeting right now. I have him booked for the afternoon.
Is this meeting involving some kind of risk?
I'm not sure what they're discussing.
You think he's taking risks in the meeting? Do you think he's standing on top of the desk? Stuff like that?
I don't know.
Can I speak to one of the other 40 VPs without a job title? You know, you have 40 VPs there who don't have job titles? Any one of them will do.
I don't have extensions for the people you're talking about.
Right, because they don't have job titles, so they probably don't have phones. If they don't have phones, then there's no reason. Well, you can't call them even if you wanted to. Geez, that's a sweet job. Can you put me through to the people where I can apply for one of the jobs for 40 VPs with no job title?
I don't have access to that line either. Jobs okay. are handled through the website.
What's your job title?
I'm an executive assistant.
So what do you make, like 2 mil?
No.
1 mil?
No.
Half a mil?
No.
250,000?
Nope.
Jesus, what are you living on, dog food? Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening to you. Is there someone that you would like to speak to that I can transfer you to, or
put me through to Carlo's meeting? I want to talk to Carlo in the meeting.
I cannot access during the meeting time. The best I can do is give you his voicemail.
Okay, give me his voicemail.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Can't believe she actually gave me his voicemail. By now, she should have hung up. You know what I mean? Why did she even continue to put up with my BS?
Hello, you've reached Carlo Crisoli. Please leave a message after the tone, or for immediate assistance, contact my assistant, Nayala, at 416-592-6481. Thank you.
Hey, Carlo, it's Mike Bullard calling from Beyond the Mic with Mike Bullard. Oh, you know what? I got to go to traffic. Can you hang on, Carlo? Because I know you guys aren't that busy. Hang on while I do traffic, then I'll come back to you. Hey, Carlo, it's Mike Bullard. I'm back. Sorry, I had to leave to do the traffic report. By the way, I gave you guys a traffic report, even though none of you guys were ever caught in rush hour. I just thought you'd appreciate the traffic report. Better leave around 3 today. You don't want to get caught in that, you know, people coming home from work thing. Anyway, Carlo, I know you're the VP of Risk Management, so I'm going to make assumptions. What are you doing right now? Body surfing? Horseback riding? Hang gliding? Perhaps you're whitewater rafting. These are all high-risk endeavors, and you are the VP of Risk Management. Boy, I'll tell you, windsurfing, horseback riding, hang gliding, your whole life sounds like a tampon commercial. This is fantastic. All right, I got to go. By the way, I only work an hour a day, but at least I admit it. They all work an hour a day there, but none of them admit it the way I do. Did you hear me admit how I work an hour a day? That's my job, an hour a day. Sure wish they paid me for 8. If they paid me for 8 hours, I'd be loaded. I don't even want to tell you how much I make an hour. Be huge if I was doing all the shows here. people were loving that, by the way. Someone says, hey, Mike, I got a funny feeling you're going to have a meeting with the other Mike B after your show. I doubt it, sir, because when he hears me address power, he gets very frightened, because he's power here. All right, we are, I'm going to go to commercial early, because I want to give Jeremy all the time that he deserves. One of my favorite people, we have him in twice a year. This is Jeremy Fried from Sharp Magazine, and we're going to talk about Christmas gifts that are not only affordable, but really classy for your guy. All right, Jeremy Fried joins us a couple of times a year. I usually have him when the Sharp Book for Men comes out, which is a fantastic. I always buy that thing. Jeremy, I always buy the magazine. I always buy the book. I know you'd appreciate it more if I subscribed, but I'm going to keep having you in here until I get a free subscription. You know what I mean?
I'm okay with that. As long as I get to come and talk on your show, that works just fine for me.
All right. Jeremy is, as I always say, one of the most elegant heterosexuals I've ever seen in my life. I'm making assumptions here, I'm sure.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, you always look great. Have you ever paid for your own clothes?
I do on occasion, yes.
Yeah. You're lucky you're a sample size guy. Sample size? What are you, 40?
Actually, I'm not. I'm a small man. I'm a 36. Yeah.
That's
very hard to
size,
find
though.
Stuff to fit me, actually.
You try going to a sample sale when you're me.
Well, that's the thing,
you
though,
know,
Mike.
That stuff on me looks like Baby Gap. I go, what the hell? Why'd you even get me to come here? Why did you send me a flyer? It's very irritating.
Yeah. And I think a lot of guys have the same problem. It's hard to dress. Once you start getting into fit and stuff, it's very hard to find stuff that actually fits
you
well.
I've been once in my life. Le Chateau. They screwed me once on a walk-in. I'm never going back. And that
never
was
again,
1975.
Huh?
No,
right.
The sizes, they stop at, like, small.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, now we're going to talk about the Christmas guide. Incredible stuff here. You got the Martin jetpack.
Yes, sir.
Which is an actual jetpack. We all remember Thunderball with James Bond, where he strapped on that jetpack and took off after he killed the Russian guy.
Who wouldn't want to fly like a bird?
Oh, my God. This is absolutely amazing. Now, of course, we will use it now to escape one night stands gone awry. But still, $150,000 is a bargain not to have to face somebody in the morning. That's a beauty. Now, you brought stuff with you as well. You brought this thing, which is very appealing to a guy like me. This is Carnivore Club. Explain that to me.
That's right. This is a box of meat. I've covered your desk in delicious sliced meats.
Yeah.
And these can be yours for very reasonable, $50 a month. You can buy this for yourself or
this
as
is a
gift.
Monthly thing?
It is, yeah. It is a monthly meat box for the meat lover.
Does
on
a Sharp
list.
Magazine come in it? Or
not yet. We're working on that, but that would be a good addition, I think.
So what do you get here? You get salamis?
Salamis, prosciutto, terrine, pate, any kind of sort of exotic, high-quality cured meat you can think of, they'll be thrown in there. And it's different every month, I believe.
So this comes in the mail?
in the mail.
It's an automatic deal. You pay the $50 a month, and you'll have surprise meats coming every month.
Yeah, yeah.
That, girls, is a gift any man in your life would absolutely go crazy for. What else you got, Jeremy?
One cool thing I think you might enjoy is this this pen here. It is a it looks for all intents and purposes like a regular pen, except
but it's heavy.
It's very heavy. It's made by Gerber, who makes all
baby
kinds
food.
Of different
Sorry.
Gerber, other
all right.
Gerber.
All right.
They make tactical gear, knives and guns and things like that. So this is a tactical pen, and what is different about it is it has a steel spike on the end. So
right.
if you find yourself in an emergency situation,
yeah.
you can use it to smash a window.
No, you can use it to go into an Al-Qaeda guy's office, pretend you're there to sign him up for insurance. Then you rip the cap off and stab him right in the jugular.
You can use it for that, too.
Or you can just pretend you're doing stuff like that.
Yeah, or just have it just in case.
All right, beautiful. I love this. How much is this?
It's $64.
That's a great price, and that's a great pen.
Yeah.
That's a great pen. Okay, I'm keeping that, too. Okay, what else have we got for me?
We've got this beautiful bottle of Glenfiddich 15-year-old scotch.
A very, very popular single malt.
It is, and it's delicious. This is a very good scotch, but it's also for a very good cause, because $2 from each sale of this goes to the Wounded Warriors Foundation.
That's great.
Which takes care of our military personnel.
That's beautiful. All right, what else?
We have this Dolce & Gabbana The One fragrance. It comes in a his and hers in this limited
edition
set.
It's funny, it's called
set.
The One, but there are two in the box.
Yeah, that doesn't add up, does it?
No.
But
to me, that's double value for your money.
Exactly. And it is a beautiful smelling thing. You can get something for yourself and a little something for your lady.
I like that. So you get a his and her deal. And I don't know how you would wrap that for Christmas morning, but that's fine. That's all right. Stocking stuffers, that's what they are.
That's right.
Pajamas?
Yes.
Silk pajamas.
These are very special.
Greatest thing I ever wore in my life was silk pajamas. They're unbelievable.
And what I like to say is that if you're a well-dressed man, why should that end when you go to bed?
You're
you should be well-dressed
right.
when you sleep.
You should be able to wear your pajamas to a gala.
Indeed.
If you're a really stylish, classy guy.
And these ones, you pretty much could. They're a beautiful silk. They have this really nice, colorful print pattern on them. And they only cost $1,200.
Who makes them?
Derek Rose of London.
Oh, Derek Rose. Okay.
Yeah, very fancy. But for the man who has everything.
But there are 61 items in that magazine, and a lot of them are affordable, like this pen by Gerber.
Yes, sir.
Which is $64. This is a great pen, guys. Ladies, I'm going to tell you right now, any guy in your life would love this pen. I love this pen.
It's great.
Here's how much. You want it back, you better call security. I'm keeping this pen. This is the one thing I'm keeping out of all the stuff he brought. Jeremy Fried. Jeremy, give us your website, Sharp Magazine.
It's sharpformen.com, and the Book for Men is on newsstands nationwide, as well as Sharp Magazine.
Is the book out now?
It sure is.
Okay, I got to go get that. I got to go get that. Jeremy, love having you here.
My pleasure.
You're a great guy. Jeremy Fried, Sharp Magazine, Christmas ideas, they're all in there. Sharp Magazine, sharpformen.com. There it is. All right. That's it, folks. Thanks to Becky. Thanks to Mike. I felt like garbage today. Thanks for sticking with me. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Mike Bullard Podcast. Check out Beyond the Mic with Mike Bullard weekdays noon to 1 on News Talk 1010.